A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Daf Test, Sanhedrin 9a, pagination is 17. We're making reference to a pasuk that Rashi brings. If you want to see it in Rashi, it's the inner commentary about 10 lines down. Rashi says that there's a pasuk, you could look it up, Devarim Yutes, Al Pishnayim Edim, by the words of two witnesses, O Shlosha Edim, or three witnesses, we can implement a judgment. That's the concept of testimony. We've mentioned on other occasions the significance of two witnesses, besides the pasuk, but understanding how the system works, it's remarkable because the Beis Din has the opportunity to cross-examine the two witnesses, and they can see whether the thing exactly happened. We would today call that psychology. But two people witnessing the same thing are not going to say the testimony in the exact same words. And under cross-examination, they're going to have noticed different significant things. But they're basically going to be saying testimony on the same event. And if we detect a discrepancy between the two, then we can detect that this is not valid. So two witnesses is very significant. Why does the pasuk go ahead and say, or three witnesses? And what we learn over here is that there's such a thing as a kat, a group of witnesses, and they all get grouped together even if they weren't actually needed. We could have issued the judgment based on two, but if a third joined the group, he's going to be grouped with them. He'll be grouped that if it turns out that they're false, he'll be punished together if he's false, as the whole group is. And likewise, if he joins the group and it turns out that he's a karov opasul, a relative, or for other reasons, invalid as a witness, he could invalidate the entire group. Let's see how this plays out in the Gemara. We are about eight lines down, in the middle of the line. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva says, Lo bo shlishi ela lahachmir olav, the reason that a third person, or for that matter, many people, added into the group of testimony are mentioned, it's to apply the same stringencies on that person, la'asos dino kayotze be'elu, to make his law the same as the others. Im kein onash hakosov es hanitva la'ovrei avera, if this piggyback person, he's just coming along for the ride. Really, the testimony was based on the first two people, and we would have enforced it. But he came along and says, I also saw it. He wants to be part of the action, and he gets punished, ka'ovrei avera, if he's indeed found zomimim, as a false witness, he's going to get the same punishment as everybody else. Says Rabbi Akiva, alachas kama v'kama, certainly, she'yishalim scharas hanitva la'otsei mitzvah ka'otsei mitzvah, the same thing is true in an even greater sense, when a person joins a good group, even if he didn't impact them significantly, but he joined, perhaps he added momentum, he's going to get reward, because we know that a positive action gets its reward in an even greater sense. Hashem is more generous for good than the ruling for bad. If you look at the margin, you'll see it's in different places, in different prints. Sometimes it's a footnote, but Yuma Ayin Vov is the citation for this. And if you'll look it up over there, we have two specific examples that good is greater than bad. We find it in the Aseres HaDibros that Hashem rewards Chesed La'alofim for 2,000 generations, but when it comes to bad, it's al shileshim ve'al ribeyim, only to 3 or 4 generations. Likewise, the Gemara there mentions that arubas hashamayim, the windows of heaven opened by the Mabul for punishment, but when it came for goodness, for the mon in the desert, it was Dalse Shamayim Pasach, the entire doors, plural, opened, not just the windows of the doors, but the doors themselves opened. And we have this concept that positive is even greater than punishment, and therefore Rabbi Akiva says, if the one person, the third person, who jumps on by negative, by a false testimony, is going to get punished with them, certainly a person who jumps on the bandwagon for good is going to get rewarded. We continue, Umashinayim, and just like two, Nimtze Echemem Karav Apostle Adusin Betela, if one of them is found to be invalid as a witness, but he was joined in the group, they came together, they said testimony, when you have three, that's the rule, that the extra person can also invalidate the entire group. Skipping down to one line up, the case that they're going to invalidate the entire group, and that's what we're being told, that you could have a group of two, you could have a group of three, you could have a group of 100. Whatever the group is, they get grouped together. Bizman shahasru bahen, if they said the warning to the person who was doing the chet, the wrongdoing, because that shows that they're part of the group. Avo bizman shalo hasru bahen, but if they were not part of the group, they didn't warn, the Gemara says, Mayasu shneyachim ve'echad shero echad sharegas hanefesh. What would happen if two brothers and another person saw someone killing? You're not going to say that every testimony is automatically invalid because someone additional saw it. The two people who step forward as the kat, they step forward as the group of Edom, and they exclude everybody else from their group, and they are the group of testimony that comes to Beis Din, and they get grouped together. There is an interesting, well-known practical application of this based on the Pischei Tshuva in Evan Ezer, Simen Membei Sifkaten Yud Aleph, where we're told that by a chuppah, the chassan appoints the edim to the exclusion of others, because so many people gathering by the chuppah are relatives and they're not valid for testimony on what's going on. So the chassan is going to be mekadesh the kala, is going to give the ring. He has to do it in front of edim, witnesses. So he's going to designate two kosher witnesses for this event. Not just kosher, that they're good people, righteous people, but kosher in the sense that they're not relatives to him or to the kala. And like this, those two witnesses are the group of witnesses to the exclusion of all others. The case of Zomamin is not what we're focused on. We're not worried they're saying false testimony, which was the initial example of Rabbi Akiva, that they're grouped together for punishment. But we are concerned about psulim, about people who are karav apostle, relatives invalid for testimony. If they would intentionally join the group, you could have a group that's questionable. And therefore, the custom is that we designate the witnesses for the kiddushin. The chassan designates, or the Rav HaMesader designates on his behalf. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.